Good morning, my peeps. It's Wee Wee in the house, as always. I want to give God the praise and thank Him for another day, for being in the lane of the living. We're about to cross over to the New Year celebration in the Hebrew calendar. Sundown tonight, we'll be going into 5779. That's the New Year. Celebrating Rosh Hashanah, a time of reflection, a time of celebration, a time of acknowledgement. You know, I really don't like, when you have, if you're on Facebook, you're going to be on Facebook, right? So by me being Facebook Live and seeing a lot of people that tune in to me now and stuff. So I like trying to check it out to see what's going on, right? And so I'm seeing some things happening, some good things happening for a lot of people that I know for a fact that I've been a blessing to, right? But it just behooves me how they don't invite me to nothing. I'm like, wow. And with that said, I've seen logos with individuals that I've been a part of that you did not help sponsor me in nothing in my ministry, in my business. But now you done hopped over and I see your logo. So for your logo to be on somebody else's event as a sponsorship, that means you sponsoring them with time, with money, or with something. Y'all see what I'm saying? So I was like, okay, Daddy, this is like, I'm not going to let this distract me, but I see it. So if I see it, I know you see it. And I say, this really don't make me feel good, Daddy. And I'm appalled. And then I see where another individual posted, if you want to have an event at they place where they raising money for, give them a call. Well, you know what, y'all? I gave them a call. I inboxed them. Okay, so why haven't received no response? Okay, so what it is, you don't feel that I am part or somebody of importance where you can call me back, but yet you wanted to come on a mission trip with me and wanted to take over. But I'm still trying to be a blessing, right? You know what? So I asked Daddy, I say, Lord, you say, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. I said, Father, I've been sowing a lot, and I'm not really reaping what I've been sowing. It's like it's the opposite for me, Daddy. You know, I'm just having a heart-to-heart talk. You know, it's just, I'm saying, y'all, I'm looking at my situation, and I'm looking at all of, not on the time, you guys. I'm looking at the money. Faith. By me sowing into individuals, trusting in their word. Oh, you know what? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you've been a blessing, sister. Don't worry. When we get to a certain level, you're going to be right there. We're going to pull you. You're going to be right there on the side. Really, y'all? I'm on the outside. It's like they get to their little level. Okay, you don't have no more use for me. That's how I'm perceiving it. But Daddy God was reassuring me. It was like after I finished running, you know, because I talked to God. Man, I talk to God straight. I don't know about y'all. I don't know how y'all be praying and being all sedated and like, okay, God, in the name of Jesus, I just need, no, I'm talking to the Father. I'm letting Him know how I really feel, because at the end of the day, you guys, He already see how we feel. But He want us to talk to Him, just like our father and our mothers in the natural. When they say, are you okay? They can tell when something is not right. So they don't really know what it really is until you talk to them, right? Well, that's just like with my children. I could tell when something going on with my children. I feel it. I give them a call. If I see them, I give them that look like, what's going on? You don't look right. What's the matter? What's up? well, mom, this is what's really going on. You see what I'm saying? So now they feel comfortable talking to me because they have my ear. And not only do they have my ear, they have my heart. Now, I mean, I can solve it, but by them knowing that they can come and talk to me, that's a relief on them, and that give them confidence enough that, hey, you know what? Mama, hear me out. You know, like a situation happened with my son, and my daughter had to say, look, I think you need to go talk to mama. You know, and it was like, for real? Yeah, I think you need to go talk to mama. And so, lo and behold, he came and came talk to me, and come to find out, you know, God did some stuff and kind of relieved him because the enemy was trying to really set him up with a lie. And I was like, I just called out and said, baby, that's a lie. That's a scare tactic. It's a lie. God got you, yada, yada. So with that same tenacity, with that same vigorous, remember one of those words we learned on Wisdom Word Up Wednesday? That same vigorous attitude, ferocious, that's what it was. Ferocious attitude. That means everything compiled. We supposed to go to daddy and let him know how we feel. You know, so I'm just looking at all this here and I was like, wow, okay. This is how we gonna go. Wow. You know, and so the Lord was just telling me, he said, you a trailblazer. Though they did not receive at that time, you planted the seed in their heart. So now they understand if you don't participate in the community events, you will never be exposed. You'll never grow to the level where God wants you. And then your resources will come. Daughter, I keep telling you, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. You may not see it now. What did I have your papa tell you? Talking about my spiritual dad in Louisiana. That I have not even received none of my blessings from Houston yet. My rewards are coming from the seeds that I've sown in New Orleans. I was like, whoa, okay, Lord, I see. So I have cast my bread upon the waters according to Ecclesiastes 8. I think it's 11. 11:8, and it's gonna come back to me. However, I still have to get it out of me. I can't hold stuff in me, you guys. And so I just talk, you know, I just say, well, it's kind of disappointing, daddy, to see this like this, but I'm gonna just go ahead and keep my eyes focused because I do have a lot on my plate right now. And I guess it's just that I have nobody to reach out and say, you know what, Dr. D, we want to bless you. We want to help you with your ministry. We want to help you with your business. You know, like I've helped others. And most of them, you know, and now I see the Lord said, okay, now this is your season. You're going to start charging, period. I'm going to bring you a whole new clientele and they're going to pay. I say, yes, Father, because I've sown into ministry lives, have not charged them, and used my own money, y'all, as a gift to help them get to the next level. Now, it wasn't I say, overall, if I look at it, you can say I've sown at least about $250 into new ventures. That means getting their website together, hosting their website, doing all their marketing or whatever, that's in the average of $250. Really, cash money. Literally cash money towards the labor that all add up to, like, to do a complete business, to create a new business venture for an individual to have a marketing package. That's almost like $3,500. And I'm saying minimal, the stuff that they'll get, right? I sow that into there, all right? Now, in return, what I get? Negative response. You know, it just turns nasty. So I dust my feet and I keep it moving. However, I feel this is my rant. I feel like this here. If you get in a certain level, okay, I'm going to just use me. Because right now, I'm doing everything besides my virtual team. My virtual team, I have to pay them. So I really don't really count that. Even though they give me a discount, I still acknowledge them. But I'm talking about if I have somebody that's volunteering. Volunteering means you doing work for free. All right. So if I have somebody volunteering their time to my ministry, and they've been with me for at least, even if somebody be with you for 6 months, that's a blessing, right? But I've served people for years. I served people for 5 years, 7 years, you guys. Service render free. Now, if somebody served me for at least 7 years for free, and I see they give their own money to help me with my ministry, oh no. When God get me in a certain place, you think I'm just going to forget about them? Do you think? I fear God of heaven. You think I'm going to talk about them? Even if we get a dispute, we're going to get that thing together because, hey, you've been a blessing to me. And I refuse to let the devil intervene in this relationship. Right? This is me, Dr. D. Daniel, whatever. Who's listening that know me by many names? You think if I have this grand finale, this launching, or whatever I'm doing, you think I'm going to have that person on the sideline and act like I never knew them? They ain't never did nothing for me? Oh, woe unto me. And they have many scriptures about that. So, I'm just like, Lord, you said in your word, how do people know that they are of Christ? By the love that they show towards one another. How can somebody say you serving a true and living God when you treating people like they're nothing, like they never did nothing for you? I don't care what happened. In the midst of it, guess what? I can literally say two individuals for a fact, all right? I know God sent me out. But I tell you what, I always acknowledge them. I always try to bring them in. I always try to make sure I give them a discount. I work with them. Even though in reverse, they don't do the same for me. But because I know in 2005 that this particular family was there for my family. You see what I'm saying? They let us use their car until I bought the van. Eventually, I literally bought the van. A lot of people thought they gave it to me. No, I have my receipt. I bought the van. All right? But before I purchased the van, they let me use the van for free. So because they was there for me when we came over, they didn't have nothing, you guys. They always will have a place for me. You see what I'm saying? Just like another sister, when I was destitute, when my father passed, right? And then my children was very upset where they moved out because they saw where, they literally seen where the church, the people in the church, how they said, "Ma, these people are using you. You know, you give all your money, you do this, you do that, and we suffering." Literally, you guys, my children, like boycotted me and they moved out. So I was left in that house for 3 years. Well, really 2 years. Because remember I told y'all a little scenario where I let some people move in. Then they call themselves trying to really like come against me. I couldn't understand that. That tripped me out. And that just, I don't know. But this sister stayed on at least about 40 minutes away from me. But she made sure she checked on me. She brought me food. You see what I'm saying? Because I couldn't walk. Come on, y'all. Mommy, she will always have a place with me. She will always have a place with me. See, this is what I'm talking about. In return, she saw my labor of love in the ministry, and she blessed me to go on a cruise. That was the first cruise I ever went on in 2010, I think. And guess what, y'all? I've been cruising ever since. So, this is what I'm like looking at. You know, I'm like, wow. This is just interesting, man. So I know everything has its timing. But I kind of felt a certain way when I saw that on Facebook. And I was like, that's really powerful. I'm really happy. I'm really happy. But I thought I did reach out and I didn't get no response. So I feel I'm not running after nobody. Because I already see nobody's not really running after Dr. D. So everything now has to be targeted to Redeemed by the Blood Ministries and Urban Management Group. And I'm just going to believe God. It's like I'm just to the point where I God really have to touch my heart to invest in another venture to the point where it's going to hurt my heart so bad that I can't breathe. And this last doozy, this person don't even realize what they have done. How they say burnt bridges? Yes, you demolished that bridge. Only the Holy Ghost could come and build that back up. Because the very words that was told to me, you reneged on it. Not only you relayed on it, you violently reneged on it to the point where you wanted to bring me home. Oh no, what happened like that? So going into this new year, it's a high holy day, and this is something that is a must to hash out, to relinquish, and the real meaning of Rosh Hashanah is really getting sync back to the true and living Yah, which is God Almighty. You see? And I'm gonna definitely stay focused. You know, to expect the new year, because the Rosh Hashanah begins, it really means the birth of the creation of the universe. You know, God creating in those 6 days, he created the universe and created man through the beginning of time. So they celebrate that. And then once they celebrate that, then they began, right? Then they began the atonement, the Yom Kippur, right? And I'm going to go into the next segment on that. But I just had to release this out of me because I'm like, wow, this is so interesting. That I'm seeing this happening like this. Wow. Okay, you guys. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.